Phoenix Audio present.
Darwin's Radio by Greg Bear. Part 1. Herod's Winter. The Alps, near the Austrian border with Italy. August. The flat afternoon sky spread over the black and gray mountains like a stage backdrop, the color of a dog's pale, crazy eye. His ankles aching and back burning from a misplaced loop of nylon rope, Mitch Rafelson followed Tilda's quick female form along the margin between the white fern and a dust of new snow on the field. Mingled with the ice boulders of the fall, crenels and spikes of old ice had been sculpted by summer heat into milky, flint-edged knives. To Mitch's left, the mountains rose over the jumble of black boulders flanking the broken slope of the icefall. On the right, in the full glare of the sun, the ice rose in blinding brilliance to the perfect catenary of the cirque. Franco was about 20 yards to the south, hidden by the rim of Mitch's goggles. Mitch could hear him, but not see him. Some kilometers behind, also out of sight now, was the brilliant orange, round, fiberglass and aluminum bivouac where they had made their last rest stop. They were approaching the wall of rock and the bridge of snow lying over a chasm dug by meltwater. These now frozen streams formed during the spring and summer and eroded the edge of the glacier. Beyond the bridge, depending from a U-shaped depression in the wall, rose what looked like a gnome's upside-down castle, or a pipe organ carved from ice. A frozen waterfall spread out in many thick columns. Chunks of dislodged ice and drifts of snow gathered around the dirty white of the base. Sun burnished.